Okay, good to see you guys. Thanks for coming. Had a good practice, good tough hard-nosed practice. A lot of good tough hard-nosed situations. And that's how you develop a tough hard-nosed football team. What you got? No comment on any injury situation. All right, it's training camp. If it's something serious, I'll let you know. I'm not going to get into every little nick and bruise, Aaron, that we have on our team. So I know you got to ask and everything, but let's just not waste our time. If it's serious, you'll know about it.
I know you talked about Laquan some after the game the other night, but just how happy based on what you saw from him and what exactly you see that you got there?
Well, I mean, he played great. You know, Laquan played great. He was responsible for three touchdowns, right? You know, I think he scored two, set up one. Two of those were on special teams. One was on offense. A lot of that touchdown on offense was based on the hurry up speed, you know, tempo that we used, and we kind of wore their defense out a little bit at the end, and corner was just sucking wind and he ran right by him. So, I'm proud of those guys for that. And I'm really proud of the way Laquan played. He's a heck of a player. Did a great job.
I know you said all along that there were several people in the mix for those number two, number three receiver jobs. How much more is he putting himself in the mix with performances like that?
I don't really have a gauge on that. I don't have that thermometer handy right now to gauge that.
When you have a guy like that who's sort of really not had it, it's not come easy for him, and he's had to work for everything. Is there a certain amount of pride when you watch a guy like that have a game like that and put himself in the mix?
Yeah, you know, but for everybody. I don't want to just say that, you know, it's more pride for one guy than another guy. You know, as a coach, you're always proud for all your guys. But Laquan is a special guy. I mean, he's just a guy. Here's a guy that a week ago had a shoulder issue that would have kept a lot of guys out for a couple weeks. You know, a lot of guys wouldn't have played with that shoulder he had. He came back and he practiced and he played with it and was rewarded with that kind of a performance. So, to me, I think that's a good lesson for guys trying to earn their way in this league. It's he's a very tough guy.
What's been your impressions of Marlon Brown so far in his progression throughout camp?
Marlon's done a nice job. You know, Marlon's a guy that had the ACL last year, I think November 1st. Come back from it obviously very quickly, so you know, credit his rehab and with Georgia down there, also his work ethic. But you saw him in the game, he played well. That's how he's practiced. Obviously, he's got a lot to work on, but he's working himself into the competition. Oh, yeah, really excited about that. You know, it's going to be fun, can't wait for it. Our guys are looking forward to it. It's our home, you know. I think it's the best stadium in football, you know. It's classic. It's a classic stadium. And even though it's a little older now, it's been around for a little while now, it seems like it's brand new. I mean, you walk in there and it's sparkling in every way. So just it's always fun to go to M&T Bank.
Can you use that as a little bit of motivation, too, for some of these guys that are battling to make it on the roster here, just the fact that they get to play in that stadium?
Yeah, you know, in all honesty, probably not. You know, it's probably not motivation. I mean, they'll be excited to do it, you know, and that maybe it's motivation in itself. But making the team is a great prize, you know, and those guys are working hard to try to do that.
I know you called Darryl Smith a big move before. Other guys have talked about Darryl before and just what he's done during training camp. Mm-hmm. What did you see from him the other night?
I thought Darryl Smith played great, you know, in every way. There wasn't one negative aspect of his performance. He's going to be a very big part of our defense this year.
The same thing, Josh Bond, somebody who saw significant playing time with the first team defense, how's he come along during camp?
Right. Yeah, I would say Josh has only gotten better. I mean, he acquitted himself very well in there, as you saw. You know, he played like a starting inside linebacker. So he's the leader right now for that spot, and he's going to be challenged by a couple other guys strongly. But he played very well.
Do you see your defense being run with a lot of versatility and depth? Seems like a lot of guys could possibly be in the mix. Who starts and who doesn't?
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, we have a lot of guys that can play a lot of different positions, Clifton, and that's what we've always tried to do here, but we probably have a few more pieces. That remains to be proven, but it feels like we might have a few more pieces than we had last year and in the last couple years even. Right, Adrian played well. You know, he's a guy that sometimes you think of as a one-dimensional guy, and truthfully, he has been that, you know, up until Thursday night. And Thursday night, he played the run, you know, very solidly, and he played his assignments well. So, you know, I feel like he played himself back into contention, you know, and he's back in the mix.
How much of a learning curve is it for the secondary, just the communication in general? looks like in the game there's a little bit of breakdown there, but that's what the preseason's for them.
Right. Well, yeah, you're right. That's the whole thing in the secondary. I mean, well, it's not the whole thing. I mean, first of all, talent. Secondly, individual technique is huge, which we have areas to work on there too. But I think we're very far along as a technique secondary. Terrell Austin does just a tremendous job coaching those guys. And then communication is the final piece. And that's why those guys have to play a little bit more, even in these games. They have to play together in practice because every kind of formation situation comes up with all the defenses we run that – you just have to see them, and they have to be able to anticipate them and do it over and over again until it becomes second nature. And obviously that's our base defense, that we had the missed check on that one and got caught without a deep player back there and gave them the big play. You know, defensively, our whole issue, we played really well except for what? Penalties and mistakes. And if we don't do that on defense, people are going to have a tough time moving the ball on us. Same thing could be said for the offense, really. It was really penalties and mistakes. So, you know, that first quarter wasn't as good as we thought it should have been. And if we play good, solid football, like we will, and you expect these things in the first preseason game, but that's the key for us, and we're capable of being very good if we do that. All right, thanks.